effects onto Vancouver stages as possible. Originally created in 1994 as a middle finger to the corporate music festival agenda, the four-day fest has become the premier outlet for up-and-coming Vancouver area artists, looking to steer clear of the musical norm in its all dull and predictable glory.
Likewise, it's where festival goers experience something out of the ordinary, with unorthodox rock acts such as Bison, Basketball, Modern Creatures, and Mutated all gearing up for this year's event. And with Music Waste boasting some 50-plus bands and passes going for a seriously cheap fee, it's a festival that truly sticks to its anti-profit stance. That's Music Waste, taking place June 5th to 8th, brought to you by Only Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Okay, hit it.
Oh,
Flat Pack with the Guns N' Roses classic Sweet Child O' Mine. That was the Milo remix performed live on Joe Wiley's show on the BBC One Lounge in Maida Vale back in 2005. Flat Pack are a Nottingham trio signed to Milo's breastfed label. Milo is Miles McInnes, Scott from the Isle of Skye, who put out one album in 2004 called Destroy Rock and Roll. He's said to have been working on his second album since 2006, but no details yet as to when that will come out. And you've probably heard the very acoustic version done by former Concrete singer Victoria Bergsman, a.k.a. Taken by Trees. Shalom, and welcome to Radio Free Gak, here until 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in cable in Vancouver, www.citr.ca to the rest of the world. You can email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com, or you can phone the studio here at 604-822-2487 with whatever you got. Tonight, it's all covers, meaning it's bands or folks playing songs that were written and popularized by other acts. It took some time to whittle my collection down to the next 90 minutes, which includes some favorites, both new and old. Let's start with another performance from the BBC One Live Lounge. This is Hot Chip. The original version of this song was released by British grime MC Wiley just a few months ago, and oddly enough, Hot Chip's version is quite faithful. So here's Hot Chip with Wearing My Rolex on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
So, do you want to count us in, Alexis?
One, two, three, four.
What would we do? What would we do? What would we do? Tell you I love. What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
All I want to do is tell you I love you. What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
What would we do?
Usually drink. Usually
what would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
All I want to do is tell you I love.
That's when I start promising the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex. Soon my shacks don't know where my phone is. Here's my number, she already knows it. This lock's got a door, better close it. There's a look in her eyes so evil. Wiley's a party guy and she knows it. Usually drink, usually dance, usually
what would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually
what would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually
all I want to do is tell you I love.
Stop dancing the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex. See my chefs don't know where my phone is. Here's my number, she already knows it. Here's my number, she already knows it. Just a look in a guy so evil. Wiley's a party guy, she knows it. Joe Wiley's a party guy, she knows it. Joe Wiley's a party guy, she knows it. Next thing I'm wearing my Rolex.
What would we do?
usually dance, usually what would we do? Usually drink, usually dance, usually what would we do? Usually drink, usually dance, usually all I want to do is tell you I love you. Next thing is I promise in the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex, wearing my Rolex. What would we do? Next thing she's wearing my Rolex. All I want to do is tell you I love you.
Once upon a time, not so long ago, Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike, he's down on his lucky star. So dark. Gina worked the diner all day, working for the man, she brings home her pay for love. Difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Oh, living on a prayer. Tommy's got his six string in hock. Now he's holding it. He used to make it up his tough, so tough. Gina dreams of running away. When she cries in the night, Tommy whispers, baby, it's okay, someday. He says we got to hold on to what we got. Doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other. Shut. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, leaving on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Oh, leaving on a prayer. Leaving on a prayer. We got to hold on, ready or not. Live for the fight when it's all that we've got. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Oh, living on a prayer. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Oh, living on a prayer. God bless America.
Pastel Vespa with Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. You can find that on the Aussie Trio's album L'Anarchie, which mounts up lots of other acts, including Kiss, Chumbawamba, and the Mamas and the Papas. Covers are funny little beasts, since they're often used to contextualize new acts hoping for a break. One example would be the Talking Heads, when they recorded the cover of Al Green's Take Me to the River. Exposed their name to radio that their songs beforehand couldn't do, but established them as hitmakers going forward. Oftentimes, new acts include those from other entertainment professionals, including the movie world, hoping to employ their existing name recognition with songs you've heard before. So, let's start this next set devoted to actresses. And one of the most successful examples of an actress breaking into music will be Zooey Deschanel, and her work with M. Ward on this year's album She and Him album, Volume 1. Zooey was already heard to sing on the Elf soundtrack, so the expectations with her were a bit more justified, since the song that she sang really went well in the movie. Here's their take on the Smokey and Robinson's and the Miracles song, You Really Got a Hold on Me, on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Satellite's gone.
Sounding a lot like the Cocteau Twins. That was actress Scarlett Johansson with her take on Tom Waits' I Don't Want to Grow Up, which is totally different than the Ramones version, for instance, along with Tom Waits itself. You can find that on Scarlett's album, Anywhere I Lay My Head, which consists mostly of Tom Waits covers, with production by TV on the Radio's David Sitek and help from members of the rest of his band, along with Nick Zinner from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Before Ms. Johansson, we had Mila Jovovich with her take on Lou Reed's Satellite of Love from Wim Wenders' Million Dollar Hotel movie. The band featured Daniel Lanois, Brian Eno, and Bono, who worked together in the past with this song since it was part of U2's Zoo TV tour set list way back in the early 1990s. You're listening to Radio Free Gak. I'm Gak, and here's a little set with our friends Sonic Youth. Let's start with a cover of one of their classics. This is Ladies Who Lunch, which featured Josephine Wiggs and from The Breeders, and Kate Schellenbach from Luscious Jackson. From their 45 single, Kim's We Love, here's Bull in the Heather.
Podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Thursday nights, 12 minutes at 2 a.m., Raw Radio, UBC 101.9, CITR, JT James, DJ Rain, and K-Dub. Get in where you fit in. Special guest DJs and all the hottest artists. 101.9 Raw Radio. Check us out on the web at www.rawradiocanada.com.
Sonic Youth with Computer Age, originally written by Neil Young during his weird 80s phase. Computer Age was included on a Neil Young tribute album 20 years ago, but you can also find that on the deluxe edition of Daydream Nation. Let's continue on with our Canadian rock with a cover of a band who was in town last week. Here are the Bad Plus, a Minneapolis jazz trio, taking on Rush's Tom Sawyer on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
Nico Case, covering a song written by the great late Canadian duo The Inbreds, and the song was Andy. You can find that on her Canadian Amp EP, which released back in 2001, which featured a lot of great Canadian artists there that she covered. Nico's been performing with on the most recent stretch of the New Pornographers tour, though she has a few solo dates lined up in September. She also had recently a bizarre appearance on the Aqua Teen Hunger Force cartoon on Adult Swim, along with her friend Kelly Hogan and former baseball player John Crook. This is the cover show on Radio Free Gak, and I'm Gak. Let's start this next set with Franz Ferdinand, who are working away on their third album, due for release later this year, and apparently features some African elements along with a mysterious Canadian content. Here they are covering Pulp's Misshapes, done for some other radio show back in 2004. And this is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Misshapes, mystics, misfits. Raised on a diet of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you. We don't do the things you do, but we live round here too. Oh, really?
Misshapes, mistakes, misfits. We'd like to go to town, but we can't risk it all.
Cause they just want to keep us out. You could end up with a smack in the mouth just for standing out. Oh, really? Brothers, sisters, can't you see? The future's owned by you and me. There won't be fighting in the street. They think they've got us beat, but revenge is gonna be so sweet. Oh, oh. We're making a move, we're making it now. We're coming out the sideline. Just put your hands up, it's a red hay, yeah. We want your homes, we want your lives. We want the things you won't allow us. We want you guns, we want you bombs. It's the one thing we've got more of, and that's our mind.
Check your lucky numbers. That much money could drag you under. Oh,
what's the point of being rich? You don't think what to do with it, cause you're so bleeding thick. Oh, all we weren't supposed to be. We learned too much at school, now we can't help but see that the future that you've got mapped out is nothing much to shout about. Oh, we're making a move, we're making it now. We're coming out of the sidelines. Just put your hands up, it's a raid, yeah. We want your homes, we want your lives. We want the things you want. We want guns, we want to use bombs. We want the one thing we've got more of, and that's our mind.
is owned by you and me. There won't be fighting in the street. They think they've got us beat, but revenge is gonna be so sweet. Oh, we're making a move, we're making it now. We're coming out of the sidelines. Just put your hands up, it's a rain, yeah. We want your drones, we want your lies. We want the things you won't allow us. We won't use guns, we won't use bombs. We use the one thing we've got more of, and that's our lives. And that's our
That was Margaret Lang Tang covering the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby live at the Other Minds Festival in San Francisco back in 1999. Margaret Lang Tang studied at Juilliard and was John Cage's assistant for the last 11 years of his life. And as you can hear there, her focus is on toy pianos, and she produces a lot of innocent yet eerie sounds. She's also done some classical work covers along with the usual pop bit. Next up on Radio Free Gak, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Brian Grosch. Normally the lead singer of the Brooklyn power trio Dogs of Winter, Grosch released a solo album last year called Bedlam Nights, and from that album, here's his take on Portishead's Roads. Yeah. Sunshine, sung in Inuktitut by an unknown Inuit singer rumored to be a janitor at one of the northern CBS or CBC radio stations, who took over the programming at the station during one of the national broadcaster's strikes in the early 1980s. Recordings of part of the broadcast have been traded for years by cassette traders, and Plunderphonics man John Oswald passed a recording to the station manager at WFMU, who posted it on the FMU blog a couple years back, which is mandatory reading for anything dealing with freaky music. Speaking of which, here are some concert listings from the Vancouver area. Pardon the freaky DJ for screwing up a couple buttons there. Anyway, so, big thing coming up this coming weekend is Music Waste, which is the independent music festival that's going on. Starts on Wednesday at the Cobalt and stretches until Sunday with tons of shows through the eastern Vancouver area. You can check out musicwaste.ca for all the gory details. On Friday, Crystal Castles are at Richards on Richards. On that same night, Venetian Snares and Colby Sparks will be at Fall. On June 10th, Black Angels will be at Richards. And at the Plaza that night are Islands. On June 20th, Shout, Out, 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 Out are at the Commodore. On June 25th, Rizzes at Richards. And that next night, 26th, same place, Constantine's. And then also at Richards, on July 2nd, is Jonathan Richman. On July 10th, Eric Strip, who's coming back there at the Plaza Club. On July 12th, Wolf Parades at the Commodore. On July 23rd, Amy Lou Harris is at the Orpheum. On July 24th, Girl Talk will be at the Commodore. And then also that the Commodore. On the 26th, it's Lay's Savvy Fave. On August 5th, Feist will be at Deer Lake Park. On August 27th, Jizza will be performing Liquid Swords at Richards. On July 28th, Beck and Band of Horses will be at the Orpheum, which was just announced a couple days ago. On September 2nd, Battles will be at Richards on Richards. On September 17th, Conseil de Sexy is at the Commodore. And then, all the way on October 19th, it's Stereolab with Menad, and they'll be at the Commodore too.
Creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound. Tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
By looking at a tree, you can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, come on in closer, baby. Hear what else I gotta say. You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Ow. By looking at the cane, you can't judge a woman by looking at her maid. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cup, come on. Oh, how am I doing, baby? Oh. Yeah. You can't judge a fish by looking in the pond. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me.
I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
All right, that was the late, great Bo Diddley, who just passed away earlier today. Sad, sad day. Anyways, that was his You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover, originally written by Willie Dixon. So, anyways, we still have about a half hour left before the jazz show with Gavin Walker here, so let's get on with the next thing here. Dawn Landes is a Kentucky singer who moved to New York and to work as a recording engineer, and she's worked a little bit with the bluegrass take, since that's... what's her background in Kentucky? Last year, she worked on a little recording when she's not recording other people, and she did a take on the Peter, Bjorn, and John song, Young Folks, which we'll listen to now on CITR Vancouver.
Young Folks.
Brazil, we're home.
thoughts were entertained in June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly whispered one day soon.
The Arcade Fire with Brazil, which you can find on the B-side to their Cold Wind single that came out in 2005. And before that, Don Landis with a bluesgiver take, or a bluegrass take, on the Peter Bjorn and John song, Young Folks. Time for some cinematic David Bowie. Who doesn't love him? And he's done many a cover as of late, like the Pixies and Jonathan Richman. Beck covered the title track to the Diamond Dogs album for the Moulin Rouge soundtrack, on which Bowie appeared twice himself. Beck had the help of producer Timbaland for the first time, which gives this song a bit of slinkiness. And since then, they've worked together quite a bit. And I'm not sure if they've actually worked together on their new album due out soon. I've heard the Chemtrail single. It sounds quite rustic in many ways. So anyways, here's Diamond Dogs on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Pretinho, eu tenho uma proposta indecorosa pra te fazer. Quero que você venha comigo, nega, pra você ver. É um lugar super interessante pra gente crescer, evoluir nossos filhos, nossa mente, deixar crescer a semente. Segundo, não vou trabalhar, quero subir pra conferir. Eu tô querendo mudar daqui. Eu tenho certeza, nega, que você vai adorar nosso terreno. Tem tudo pra ficar grande, mas vamos devagar, começar pequeno. as frutas no pomar, criançada brincar com você. E a gente sempre esperando a cegonha trazer nosso novo bebê. Porque eu quero viajar, eu quero sair, sair daqui. Vou comemorar quando eu conseguir. Eu quero mudar, mudar com você, mudar com você. Segunda, não vou trabalhar. Quero subir pra conferir. Eu tô querendo mudar daqui. Depois vamos envelhecer juntos no nosso terreno e fazer tudo que era muito pequeno ficar grande, 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 grande. Aí expandir nossa glória. E lá vai haver aquele que implore pra ser feliz como nós, eu e você, nossos bebês. Vamos lá curtir, vamos sair daqui. Eu tô querendo mudar, mudar com você. Preta, não me deixe, eu tô querendo sair. Segunda, não vou trabalhar. Quero subir pra conferir. Eu tô querendo mudar daqui. Mudar com você e o bebê. Eu quero mudar, mudar daqui. Sei lá, qualquer lugar, Guarapari, Muriqui. Quero mudar, eu quero mudar. Não sei porquê. Mudar com você, eu quero mudar daqui, mudar daqui.
Su Jorge with a Portuguese take on David Bowie's Queen Bitch. You can find that in Life Aquatic Studio Sessions album, which was released as a companion to the Wes Anderson movie's other soundtrack. Coming up next is Fantomas, which is Mike Patton's supergroup project devoted to avant-garde metal. The band includes Trevor Dunn from one of his other projects, the defunct Mr. Bungle, along with Buzz Osborne of the Melvins and drummer Dave Lombardo from Slayer. In 2001, they released The Director's Cut, an album devoted to covers of movie themes. Here's their take on Ave Satani from the movie The Omen.
Sanguis minimus corpus animus.
Sanguis minimus corpus animus.
Sanguis minimus corpus animus.
In the background there, the song is called Veris Militaris, which is Latin for War Pigs, the Black Sabbath song covered here by the Estonian medieval band Rondellis. You can find that on their tribute album Sabbatum, a medieval tribute to Black Sabbath, released through the Music Cartel. That's about all the covers I can muster, what I can squeeze into this hour and a half. If you missed any of this week's Kooky Show, you can grab the podcast from www.citr.ca, and you can check the playlist from my website, which is gak.ca. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, Vengeance is Mine, 2 hours of punk with Trevor Fielding. To prepare you for the show ahead, here are Better Days with their interpretation of the Stranglers' classic Golden Brown. This has been Radio Free Gak. Next week's show looks at the soundtrack to the recent sci-fi classic Children of Men. My name is Gak, and remember to be like Mr. T and always drink your milk, no matter what's been slipped inside the glass. I pity the fool.
Relaxing, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night, no need to fight, never a frown. With golden brown, every time, just like the last, all the ships are tied to the mast. Distant lands takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown, golden brown. Golden brown, the finer temptress. Through the ages, she's heading west. Far from her west, stays for a day. Never a frown.